This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union leaders have agreed on a set of sanctions against Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc. The action comes amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet flying between two EU countries in order to arrest an opposition journalist. And what EU leaders have called a brazen hijacking of the Irish carrier Ryanair's plane flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday, they demanded the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, a key foe of the Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. A brief video of Protasevich was shown on Belarusian state television, in which he said his treatment in custody was maximally correct and according to law. Meanwhile, the Belarusian president has signed a law sharply restricting news media activities and allowing them to be shut down without a court hearing. It also allows the information ministry to order a media outlet's closure. Previously, media closures required a court decision. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now spending time in the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by laying the groundwork for an eventual resumption in long-stalled peace talks. President Joe Biden announced Blinken will have a short visit to Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt for what will be the Biden administration's highest level in-person meetings on the crisis that erupted earlier this month. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization admits missteps in the response to COVID-19. Correspondent Rita Foley.
The WHO opened its annual meeting working on a draft resolution that acknowledges missteps in the response to COVID-19. There are serious shortcomings, it said, in the world's ability to prepare for and prevent health emergencies. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus led a round of applause for healthcare workers and then said the world remains in a very dangerous situation. What to do? One thing, he said, get vaccines to all countries faster. In his words, a small group of countries that make and buy the majority of the world's vaccines control the fate of the rest of the world. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the State Department are warning Americans against all travel to Japan because of surges in coronavirus cases as the country prepares to host its Olympics next month, or in 2 months. The two twin alerts issued Monday do not ban U.S. citizens from visiting the country, but they could have an impact on insurance rates for travelers and may factor into decisions by the Olympic athletes and spectators on whether to compete or attend the Games. The White House says, and Kremlin are working to arrange a face-to-face meeting next month between President Joe Biden and the Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
A U.S. official familiar with the planning says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's meeting with his Russian counterpart in Geneva, which another official says is expected to be where the two presidents will meet. Both sides are looking at a summit in mid-June at the end of President Biden's first foreign trip to Europe. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says she's not ready to announce anything just yet.
We're still working on the details.
At the last leaders' summit in July 2018, President Trump refused to side with U.S. intelligence agencies when Putin denied Russian interference in the 2016 election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.N. Special Envoy for Myanmar has warned of possible civil war in the country. Christine Schreiner-Bergener says people are arming themselves against the military junta and protesters are shifting from defensive to offensive actions using homemade weapons and training from some ethnic armed groups via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.